This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. For the past few summers, WUNC's Back Porch Music has put on a series of free concerts at the American Tobacco Campus in Durham. There are 8 shows this year on Thursday nights between May and September. Things kick off tonight with Southern Culture on the Skids rolling up to the old back porch. Hosts Freddie Jenkins and Keith Weston join me now to talk about this year's shows. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Eric.
So you're getting started by presenting a 30-year institution. For people who don't know about Southern Culture on the Skids, how could you describe that?
A lot of fun. How about that for short and sweet?
I can tell you that they describe themselves as the Bards of Downward Mobility. So you could take that. You can also maybe look at some of their album titles to get some idea of what they sound like. One of their album titles is Too Much Pork for Just One Fork. Double Wide and Live was another one of their albums, and the Kudzu Ranch. So yeah, that gives you some idea of what you're going to be in for.
And Liquored Up and Lacquered Down.
There you
go. Yeah.
We've moved back on the lawn at American Tobacco, so we're back in the main courtyard there under the Lucky Strike Tower, where the series started some years back. And we're going to have 2 bands every time this time round.
And they're on Thursdays this year.
Yeah, big change.
It's like Mini Friday.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to get your weekend started earlier.
That's what I was going to say. Great minds.
Thank you.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
You've got Mandolin Orange coming, who are one of my favorites, and they haven't played around here in quite a while. They've been out on the road a lot.
Yes, they have been out on the road quite successfully for quite some time now. Just a really, really fine duo. They really kind of came from nowhere and have just had great success. A nice blend of vocals and nice songwriting.
But now some amazing sounds. Hallelujah, dream about a mansion of gold. But to each be true, and to each be known. My dreams all are resting on a house of stone. A house of stone.
What else are you guys looking forward to? Are there another band or two that each of you are going, I can't wait to see these guys?
Let's see. The one coming up in early June or mid-June, the 12th of June, Balsam Range, a fantastic bluegrass band from the western part of the state, have won International Bluegrass Music Association Awards over the last few years. They're really fantastic. They should be great to have out there from, I think they're from Haywood County, North Carolina.
I come from Alabama.
On that same night, we'll have joining them, opening up an area band, I think from Durham, the Bethesda Bluegrass Band.
I love that because every time I listen to you guys talk about music, I learn something I didn't know. I haven't heard either of those bands, and I can't wait to see them.
I'm personally also looking forward to the concert that comes up after that on June 26th, mainly because I've never seen a sacred steel gospel band perform before. I've heard records, but I've never seen anyone just really kick it up doing sacred steel. And maybe Freddie can...
I was going to say, what is Sacred Steel?
Yeah. I concur. I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. Sacred Steel actually is a music that's sort of, it's rooted in gospel and blues and jazz. It's music of the House of God. It's a Pentecostal religion. Mm-hmm. Started down in Florida and really was not heard until, I guess, maybe sometime in the 90s. And it's sort of become a style of its own since then, really. And it's got pedal steel guitar, very rousing music. I think it'll be a great time that night with the lead
very
voice.
Loud with a good beat and just a really wonderful experience bringing these bands outside of the African-American church experience and putting them on stage. They do that. They also mix it up a little bit of funk, too.
So. Yeah, yeah. Is this where Robert Randolph came from?
Correct.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. And these fellows, the Lee Boys, are brothers that have been playing music together since they were kids, since they were probably 7, 8 years old. joining the Lee Boys in that concert. Opening up that night will be a group called Love Cannon. Talented musicians who take the approach of playing bluegrass versions of songs from the 80s. So songs like Girls Just Want to Have Fun, ZZ Top's Legs, Money for Nothing, things like that. I don't know if they'll do it or if it's in their current repertoire, but they do an outstanding version of the Ozzy Osbourne song Crazy Train.
So it's a bluegrass MTV.
Yeah, sort of. Bluegrass MTV from the 80s. Also want to mention coming up later in the series is the trio Mipso, who are, I guess, sometimes a quartet. They'll be coming up on the 28th of August.
Excellent. And if you missed any of these details, you can find it all at WUNC.org under events. We've got a complete listing of the schedule, except for a big show we've got coming up in September. And still,
can you not tell me that?
We can't tell you that.
Can't tell you that yet.
We can't tell you.
You'll come back and tell me?
I'll come back and tell you.
Maybe.
If I'm really nice.
Look for it online at WUNC.org.
Keith Weston and Freddie Jenkins host Back Porch Music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights here on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. The Back Porch Music on the Lawn series begins tonight with Southern Culture on the Skids. The Letter Jackets open the show at 6. It's happening under the Lucky Strike Water Towers, part of the 10th anniversary celebration of the American Tobacco Campus in Durham, and it's free. Thanks for stopping in this morning, fellas.
See you there tonight on the lawn.
Yeah, join us.
Absolutely.
We laid a sheet on the piano key, crying, good Lord, packed our things into the old farm car.